Every year, Solar Energy International teaches hundreds of students how to install solar panels. Many make the trip to SEI's campus in Paonia, but many more people take online classes like this one.
Hi, this is Chris, and welcome to Solar Energy International's lesson on solar site analysis. In this lesson, what we're going to do...
SEI staff spend a lot of time producing these online classes, and they're pretty complex. There's quizzes, videos, and presentations. As a result, the computer files are pretty big. And, as Executive Director Kathy Swartz explains, they can take forever to upload to SEI's website.
It'll say it'll take days, sometimes 4, sometimes 5 days to actually upload this into the server. And we've even had staff physically drive to Carbondale just to upload these video files.
Swartz and her staff got sick of driving 60 miles to upload videos, so they tried something else.
Our newest thing that we do now is we put them onto a hard drive and physically FedEx it to the server company, and then they upload it for us because our internet speeds are so slow.
Such measures are unimaginable for most people. Urban Americans, by and large, enjoy fast and affordable internet. They can reliably stream Netflix, upload big files, and download multiple podcasts at once. Rural Americans can't. 1 in 4 of them don't even have access to broadband, defined as 4 megabits per second download, one up. This is what's called the digital divide. It's largely a factor of population density, says John Gavin of Delta County Economic Development.
Delta County is about the same size as the state of Rhode Island, and we have about 30,000 residents. Rhode Island, on the other hand, has a little over 1 million. So the population density is so much higher in the more developed parts of the country, so service providers can find that it's far more profitable to make the large investments to build networks where they have a high population density, and they can get a very nice rate of return.
In other words, when people live far apart, internet service providers don't make enough money to justify the cost of building and maintaining infrastructure. Income is also a factor. Wealthier areas tend to have faster internet. That means poor and sparsely populated places like Delta County are among the least likely places in the country to have access to broadband. Mike Kaiser is the CEO of the Bark Electric Cooperative in Western Virginia. He's also on the National Rural Broadband Council. He says that not having broadband puts rural areas at a significant disadvantage.
They're going to have worse health care, lower quality health care, because their hospital is not going to be connected to high-speed internet, and so they are not going to be able to use telemedicine to talk to doctors in larger hospitals, more skilled doctors. They're going to have fewer career opportunities. You know, advertisements for jobs and applications for jobs are almost all digital now online.
Of course, rural areas have many problems that high-speed internet won't solve. Internet won't stop young people from moving to cities or create a larger and better skilled workforce. In fact, some experts say that having broadband doesn't mean surging ahead. It simply helps rural communities keep up. But not having it means falling behind. That's something that many people on the Western Slope, including members of Delta County Economic Development, want to avoid. So they're hoping to partner with the local rural electric co-op, Delta Montrose Electric Association, or DMEA, to bring faster internet to rural areas. DMEA is stringing fiber optic cables throughout Delta and Montrose counties to monitor electric meters and substations. But the fiber optic cables have much more space for data transmission than DMEA needs. They could lease that space to internet service providers like TDS or Skybeam, who could then sell faster internet to customers. John Gavin of Delta County Economic Development says broadband is especially important now, given the uncertainty in the coal industry. Many miners who lost their jobs at Oxbow's Elk Creek mine this winter have already left.
So what can we do to turn that around and start drawing people to this community versus seeing this erosion?
In some ways, it's not surprising that a rural electric co-op like DMEA would want to help bring high-speed internet to underserved rural areas. Mike Kaiser says they did the same thing for electricity in the 1930s.
We're providing the modern equivalent essential service that was electricity now is broadband to the same customers that are unserved today. Change the word electric for broadband and it would be the exact same stories.
Back at SEI, Kathy Swartz says she hopes the proposal to bring faster internet to Delta and Montrose counties becomes a reality.
An example of how it would make life easier is during the summer, we have approximately 500 students come to our programs. And each week we have about, 25, 30 people out here. And imagine how slow our internet gets when all 25 people are checking their phones, checking their emails on the internet. It literally just grinds to a halt. And so just being able to have faster internet would, in addition to the whole video and upload speed, it would just change things dramatically.
For KVNF, I'm Emily Guerin.